Good evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounges. Well, the Thanksgiving spirit is based in celebrating and helping friends and neighbors, coming together, uniting to celebrate common bonds. Well, tonight's program really shines a light on that very spirit as my in-studio guests are among those spearheading Jack's for Diane benefit, taking place December 6th at Jack's Sports Pub and Eatery on Ridge Road in Lansing. The benefit is to help Diane, a Lansing resident, recently a victim of a heinous crime that's left her and her family members with a long struggle ahead. Joining me tonight will be her daughter, April Michelle. Jeff Keister, who is the owner of Jack's, will also have Phil Miller and Bruce Cronister, two of the many musicians who are taking part in the benefit. They'll be joining me after your headlines on Midwest Beat. Midwest Beat with Tom Lounges is made possible by Merrillville's Broadway Glass and Customs, providing auto, commercial, and residential glass replacement for more than 15 years. 219-88-GLASS or broadwayglass.net. Good evening to you. I'm Tom Lounges with another edition of Midwest Beat. As I mentioned prior to the news, the Thanksgiving spirit is based in celebrating and helping friends and neighbors. We all come together, we unite to help celebrate a common bond. Recently, a neighbor in Lansing, Illinois, became victim of a heinous crime, and we've got the music community rallying behind her to help her family and herself in the long road ahead. The program is called Jack's for Diane Benefit. It's taking place December 6th at Jack's Sports Pub and Eatery on Ridge Road in Lansing. Joining me tonight is local businessman Jeff Keister. He is the owner of Jack's. We've also got April Michelle, who is the daughter of Diane, the person that the crime was committed against. And joining us musically, our guests Phil Miller and Bruce Cronister, two of the musicians representing the local music community that has banded together, no pun intended, to help out with the music at this event. So welcome all.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Tom. Thanks.
Let's start off, first of all, for those that are not familiar with what happened, without getting into the details. April, can you tell us a little bit about your mom and the situation that has led us here today?
Well, my mom was the victim of a violent crime on September 17th. It has left her with extensive medical conditions, and we have seen a huge outpouring from the community helping us to raise money for her recovery fund, and Jack's is one of those benefits that is really going to help us during this difficult time.
There was a recent one as well. I was reading on Facebook. There was another local watering hole that a lot of the musicians play that helped out. Can you give us a little update on that? I just found out about that one.
It was amazing. It was Saturday, and there was a snowstorm, and so many people, over 500 people, paid to get into the benefit in the middle of a storm and raised over $21,000 for my mom's recovery. So the love is out there, and it's not going to stop.
Excellent, excellent. And to think that happened with the snowstorm. Can you imagine what would have happened if the snow hadn't fallen?
I think that bottoms up would have burst at the seams. But already, it really was, though, even with the snow, there was people everywhere, and we all had such a great time. The music was great. The food was great. The people were great. We had such a great time.
Now, with your mom having gone through so much trauma, is she fully aware of what's going on in her behalf and how many people are rallying for her?
Oh, yeah. She said that she can feel the love.
Excellent. Jeff, you are here. You're the owner of Jack's, which is in Lansing on Ridge Road. And how did you get involved with this specific event and hosting it December 6th?
Well, actually, Mike Harrell came to me, and we were more than happy to oblige. I've been a lifelong resident of Lansing. We just can't imagine anything like this happening in our community. You hear about tragedies every day, horrific crimes, but they're usually thousands of miles away. And this is, you know, a mere block away. And and you want to reach out to help in any way you can, but many times you don't know how. And the opportunity was presented to us, and immediately we jumped on board.
Now, tell us a little bit about Jack's, the venue itself. Do you normally have music on a regular basis?
Yes, we do. Since we started, we've been here about 5 years. It'll be 5 years in March. We feature bands usually on Saturday and a DJ on Friday. Sometimes, like the holidays, we'll have more bands. than DJs, and for special occasions, of course, love bands.
And Jack's is located at 3325 Ridge Road. That's very easy to find, right off of Torrance Avenue, I believe, right?
It's between Wentworth and Burnham.
Okay.
For you old-timers like myself, you may remember it as Lansing Tap or the Ridge Room. The same family turned it into bench warmers, I believe, in the late 70s and early 80s. Mm-hmm. And after it closed, five years ago, we reopened it as Jack's.
Benchwarmers. I remember that very well. I used to live in Lansing above the Lansing Travel, those apartments up there with the heated floors from the water. Yeah, showing my age there. But yeah, I do remember that venue. I have not been there since it was Jack's. Looking forward to checking the place out. And again, 3325 Ridge Road. It's an all-star jam that's happening, and the event is Jack's for Diane. It happens December 6th. It's from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., and there's going to be all sorts of different things going on besides the music. And speaking of the music, we have the one, the only, Phil Miller and Bruce Chronister here. And guys, tell us a little bit. You're no strangers to doing benefits for people in need. Both of you have been part of the music scene for many, many years. How did you get involved, and what's it like to be able to share your talent and help somebody?
You know, it's the least that we could do, and any time that you can help, we're musicians, so it's if we can bring people in, good cause. Diane really needs the help. She's a great soul. You know, she's a good person. And so all the musicians always group together. Mike Harl, when I met him last year, he talked about how the musicians have stuck together, all the different bands. We aren't as competitive as we once were, and we all do gigs together, and we all jam, and it's turning into more fun and more enjoyment. So you just put it out there, everybody gets together, and we play. And we have a lot of musical taste the same, and now let's do it. You know?
You've got 6 hours to fill with music,
You
have an awful lot of musicians coming out for this, don't you?
Oh yeah, I'll work every one of them like a rented mule. Oh yeah.
Now you speak as though you were already aware of Diane. Was she a follower in the local music scene?
I've met her years ago because she's from the bars that she worked at and booked some of the places. And I'm from Lansing originally. So I'm sure we've met. There's an age difference, but it's Lansing, you know. Mm-hmm. It's somebody from Lansing. It's you know, my hometown, you know.
Bruce, were you aware of Diane? Are you familiar with her?
Actually, I wasn't until this was put together. But I can tell you that I heard the story. I can remember talking about it with my wife, just how tragic, you know. So when we got the call to be involved with this, it was it's an honor, I tell you. I think about, you know, we mentioned the musical brotherhood that exists in the region. I'm honored to be a part of that, and there's a lot of special people involved in the music scene. So a lot of great folks going to be representing.
Now, did Mike Harl put the initial call out and say, hey, we got to do something? Did he contact you first, Jeff? I mean, how did this all come about? Who lit the fuse, I should say?
Mike came to me and asked me if we were available, if the room was open, and we told him that we would make it so. Mike has enjoyed being a customer there in the music that we've represented and also helped, you know, produce some of the events that we've had. So it was very easy for us to know the quality of person that Mike was and what he was trying to do, for us to accept that and move forward.
Okay. Guys, you have your guitars on. You want to play a song?
No.
You just wore them to look good, huh?
You can use both mics? Okay.
Sure.
Oh, terrific.
Okay.
Okay, we got Phil and Bruce, guitars in hand, and they're just two of the many musicians that will be at the All-Star Jam December 6th. Jack's for Diane. We'll talk about some of the other players that will be there on the other side. Thank you.
so fast now. So make a good thing last. Use your worried, weary mind. Leave your troubles all behind you. Minutes turn to hours, and hours turn to days, and days fade into years. Girl, I'll be doggone if I let you slip away. So lay back down. Stop your fooling around. Baby, don't put this good thing down. Go on, lay back down. Ain't no use in trying. Ain't no use denying what's going on. Tell me, how can this good thing be wrong? Baby, how can this good thing be wrong? Minutes turn to hours, and hours turn to days, and days fade into years. Girl, I'll be doggone, let you slip away. Lay back down. Stop your fooling around. Baby, don't put this good thing down. Won't lay back down. Baby, don't put this good thing down. We won't lay back down. Whoa, honey, lay back down. Stop your fooling around. Baby, don't put this good thing down. We won't lay back down.
Phil Miller, Bruce Chronister, they are two of the many musicians that will be part of the Jacks for Diane's benefit concert.
Millions
will come.
Millions.
But that said, how big is Jacks? I mean, we were talking about Bottoms Up and that the masses turned out. How many people can actually get into Jacks?
Our seating capacity is about 165.
Okay. So get there early.
Please.
There will be that many musicians alone there.
Oh, yeah.
Phil has put the call out, so they'll be there. That said, guys, who all will be part of this? Phil, you're kind of one of the ringleaders when it comes to all the local music.
Here, let me grab the list. All right. We've got Chris Grove from Eddie Money's band, Billy Azzello from Survivor, Greg Ashby, Mark Rogers, who I play in Scamp with. He's in Beggar's Banquet.
He is such a scamp.
He's fun. He's too much fun. Also featuring Jerry Clemens, Tim Flatt, Bruce Chronister, my friend here, Joe Baranowski, Jim Sasaki, sock it to me, Jim Sasaki, Corey Gurnas, Roman Sawchuck, I'm going to pull out of the house for the day.
The dancing noodle man himself.
Yes, exactly. Gene Norrie on drums, Donnie Mazanin on drums, and more and more and more.
So... You know? This is going to be one hoot.
Oh, it's going to be a gas. It's going to be a gas. And I hope that they all bring their pocketbooks full and leave them, you know?
Yes.
Well, that's what it's all about, you know?
Speaking of things, you can win a guitar that night. And there's a lot of guitarists in the house that night. So I imagine everyone's going to be trying to, is it a raffle? Is it a silent auction? Do we know?
It's a raffle.
Okay.
So I hear. I'm reading his lips.
He's reading the lips across the room. It's a raffle.
Sign me up, Mike.
So there's going to be lots of fun stuff. Again, the guitar, autograph CDs, autograph memorabilia, gift baskets, a date with Dan, our engineer, will be on. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a secret.
That'll be a real special treat for everyone out there.
So we're gonna take a terrible thing and turn it into a wonderful night to help out a local family and a local lady. And again, April Michelle is with us, who is Diane's daughter. April, tell us a little bit about your mom as far as the kind of person she is. And obviously, I've not met her, but Phil has, and obviously you know her. She seems like a very wonderful person. Tell us a little about her.
Oh, yeah. My mom is incredible. She's very loving, very giving herself. And if this were anyone else in the Lansing community, she would be the one fronting these events. She's been a bartender for many years in the Lansing area. So if you've had a drink and it was made by her, you know her and you love her. She's just that kind of person. I've had people come up to me at these benefits, at the Theo's benefit where she worked most recently, and just tell me, I've only met your mom once. She made me one martini. Or I've only met your mom once. She served me this one time, but I could just tell she shines and she's positive. And that's what's going to get her through this, mm-hmm. is her positivity. And that's what makes the Lansing community come together, is her positivity. It's really a testament of what an amazing person she is, that this many people are willing to just sacrifice their time. For example, Mike and Debbie, who planned Bottoms Up, and Athena, who planned Theo's, they made it into a full-time job planning mm-hmm. these events for her. And it just, it's reflection, it's karma. She's selfless, and these people are being selfless. It's truly amazing.
And she's obviously gotten to know the bands and the musicians by working in the bars for many years.
Oh, yeah, she's booked them. I don't know in particular which ones she has, but there were bands on Saturday that said, we made our break because of Diane, because she took a risk, and she booked us here, or she booked us there, and yeah, she knows a lot of these guys well and would be super excited that they're playing just for her.
Wow. Well, I hope someone's going to be videotaping so that
she
can watch this. And have you been filming some of the past ones?
Yes, definitely. Pictures, videos. And if anybody can get like a personal video in for her saying, we love you, Diane, that stuff's good, play that for her. So, yeah, definitely lots to show her.
Is there some way, let's say someone can't come out on December 6th mm-hmm. to Jax, is there some way that they can help? Is there a website, a fund of some sort that people can contribute to?
Yes. For monetary donations, there's GoFundMe.com/lavenderribbon. There's been lots of lavender ribbons up in Lansing because that's her favorite color. So that's kind of the thing right now, is to put a lavender ribbon out in the front of your house. All up and down Ridge Road, there's lavender ribbons everywhere. So GoFundMe.com/lavenderribbon is where you can make a monetary donation if you can't make it out. Or if you're a business owner, you can make donations for the various benefits for baskets to be raffled off.
Okay. Also at the same place? Or how do they – should they contact Jeff over at Jack's? Or
yes,
how does that
work? People who are planning the benefits, so Jack or Mike.
Okay. So they can contact them directly. And again, the phone number at Jack's Sports Pub and Eatery, although Jeff is now my bub, is 708-418-0806. That's 418-0806. If you need information about this after the show, or you want to donate a basket or gift cards or something to help out, get a hold of Jeff Keister over at Jack's, and he'll set you straight on how you can do that. Jeff, did you have something to add here?
I just want to say we have not been at this very long, and I don't think it was 2 days before the local businessmen, some of which who I had mentioned it to, started sending stuff over. And I want to mention them: Tilly's, Applebee's, Denny's, Buffalo Wild Wings, El Salado, Chili's, Olive Garden. A special thanks to Calabra's. We've been inundated with food gift certificates, night outs, Alzaro Body Shop has sent over three packages of three oil changes, take care of three people's car for a year.
Wow.
So you can bid on that one.
Yeah, that's a pretty good prize there.
There's just, it's been unbelievable. I expected things to come in. I didn't expect things to come in the next day when we said we were going to do it, and things started arriving. The outpouring has been immediate and overwhelming, and people will bring baskets in and say, what else do you need? When are you going to have it? Who's going to be there? Can I reserve tables? Unfortunately, we tell them that might not be possible. Right.
There may not be tables.
But I want to thank all the people who have helped us out immediately and unselfishly and given of their times. And all of the musicians truly are a very tight community, something that I was just made aware of, how tight this group of performers is. They ask for nothing. They donate their time. Their time is, as you know, is very valuable. Their craft is very high. So we really want to thank them. The people will enjoy the musicianship and the camaraderie, the fellowship, just the humanity of being to help someone in your town and feeling like you're trying to make something right.
It's just, like I said in the beginning, it seems like this event and the two previous events seem to embody the whole spirit of Thanksgiving, that it unites the community, it unites neighbors and friends, and it's not about oneself, it's about how can we be part of something bigger than us. And this is definitely something that that is that. You mentioned the different musicians that are going to be there, and some of these guys go back to with me and Phil to Point East to show our age, going back to the late 70s and 80s. They're top shelf. I mean, these are recording artists, guys that have toured, that have been on radio and done all these amazing things and had great success. These are guys that actually get top dollar.
And have done a lot of music, a lot of albums. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just giving back. It feels like the right thing to do, you know? It's my pleasure. Gotta mention Bottoms Up and Diane Glowacki, too, because holy cow, what a benefit. The first benefit, and that's the first one I was involved with, was there, and she did a great job.
Who are the bands that played at that? Anyone just off the top of your head? Scamp?
Scamp with Mark Rogers, so I'm swinging everybody back over because I'm doing Scamp now. And so,
okay.
Lizzie and the Rolling Jones.
Yes.
Rolling
Five
Jones.
Five and Dime.
Five and Dime.
Latin Satin Soul.
Okay. Oh, they're good.
Oh, they were great out here. Yeah, I left by then. The amazing. You know, would love to stay the night. I'm just not a bar person.
We're older now. We need our sleep.
And Lake Effect?
Lake Effect.
Lake Effect. My buddy Hutch.
Yeah.
He'd never forgive me for that. Yeah. They sounded great.
My former webmaster.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in the Beat days, Bill's the one that got us on the internet.
Oh, show your age on the internet.
I didn't know what the internet was.
No.
And he came along and put his guitar down and says, here, I'll show you. Speaking of guitars, you guys are embracing them so lovingly. Let's make some music.
Okay. Maybe you want to do a ballad?
Let's do a ballad.
All right. Once again, Bruce Chronister and Bill Miller.
I can feel about it when I'm lying in my bed. Too much confusion running around in my head, and it makes me so angry. No, the wheels still turn. How can I get over? When will I ever learn? Oh, love, leave me alone. Oh, love.
could see your face, but I know it's not for real. Just an illusion caused by how I used to be. And it makes me so angry. Know the wheels still turn. How can I get over? When will I ever learn? Oh, love, leave me alone. Oh, love, baby, go on home.
Go ahead.
Bruce and Phil, you guys played together in the Old School Band.
Yes, we did.
Is that still an entity along with Greg Ashby?
Well, it is.
Is it?
Well, it is. Yeah, we'd like to.
We're friends. Uh-huh. We don't talk for 6 months, and then all of a sudden they go, we're open for a gig, let's go do it.
Okay.
And so, you know, I mean, Ashby's, Tim Flatt's the catalyst for that.
Okay.
The band was started because Tim Flatt wanted to do a band, and Ashby and myself said, I got guys. And then Jim Sasaki just kind of fell in and just showed up.
And all of you are going to be at this event.
Yes.
So it'll be an old school reunion, so to speak.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
A school reunion.
Yes. We did one of those last month.
We did.
We fell in over at a club, and that's what we end up doing, you know?
And I think Mike's got a couple of requests for us for the 6th. So we'll have to throw – yeah, we'll have to do those.
Okay.
All right. Couple Eagles tunes, maybe something like that. Yeah,
I'm wide open to do anything that day. I'm there to plug and play and smile and have fun, and you know, it's a good cause.
Well, Phil, you've been in so many different bands, and you mentioned you're working with Mark Rogers now on Scamp.
Yes,
Bruce, what else are you involved in at this point?
Well, my main project is the Unstoppables.
Okay.
That's with Dan Soto, Mike Horgash, Greg Ashby, Tim Flatt, and Jim Sasaki. Really enjoy that band. It's a four lead vocalists and four-part harmonies, and it's nice to play rock and roll with a guy with a mandolin and a fiddle in the band.
So right.
That's a lot of fun. So we enjoy that.
Is Mike Horgash still doing the New Element too?
New Element, I think they're on hiatus, but I think they'll come March, I'm sure they'll be together. How's that?
Everybody wants to be Irish.
Around. Yeah, everybody loves the Irish.
Wow, this is going to be a good event. Again, with us is Diane's daughter, April. And April, basically, can you give us an idea on your mom's prognosis? I mean, she went through a lot of problems. And as you mentioned, the medical bills are there, and it's a long road home. But how is she doing, and what is the prognosis?
A lot of the things about her progress we're keeping private as for her personal privacy. Okay. But I will say that she is recovering, and especially lately, she's been making quite a few steps towards recovery. She's been on the up and up, so to speak, and we foresee a lot of good things in her future. Her spirits are positive, and
that's important.
Yes.
Because that really helps. No matter what your problem is, if your spirits are there and you have a will to get better,
yes,
you will get better.
Mind over matter, yes. And she's in a positive state of mind, and like she always is. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to get her through. She's not going to let this bring her down. She's going to, she's a fighter.
How's the family been? Speaking of the family.
Oh, we have had so much support. We have meals brought to our house. I get rides to the hospital. I just have a little entourage of helpers all over the place, from ladies in Lansing that I didn't know 3 months ago. And now I feel like I could count on them for anything. And my aunt, my grandma, everyone, my dad, my sister, everyone. We all have support within each other and amongst the community. It's amazing. People say, what can I do? I'll do anything. And they really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there hasn't been anything that we need that's not been given to us, really. It's all there. All the support is there.
All right. Let's talk again with Jeff. Jeff, tell us a little about, again, about Jack's. I know it's a restaurant as well as a bar, correct?
Oh, yes. Mostly we're known for burgers, pizza, and wings.
Okay.
But we got a good beef sandwich, fish on Fridays. But it's a traditional bar food. It's very good bar food. It's not fine dining, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
So you should come to Jack's for Diane with an appetite.
That'd be great.
All right. And again, that's from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. There will be raffles. You can win a guitar, autograph CDs, memorabilia, gift baskets, lots and lots of talent from the region. And it's all benefiting Diane and helping out her family. Of course, April is here representing them. Lots of musicians. Jack Sports Pub and Eatery, 3325 Ridge Road in Lansing. And if you are a business and you want to help out, get a hold of Jeff, and you can call him at 708-418-0806. Is there a Jack's website?
Yes, there is, jacksportsbar.net. And the phone number is 418-0800, not
06. Oh, I'm reading it wrong. The poster's got it wrong then. It says 0806. Oops. Okay, 0800. We will make that correction. And we've got about 20 minutes left, and I know you guys have two songs still you want to do, so let's do one right now. Let's do another one.
Okay. I'd love to.
That's the reason you're here, is to make music.
One of
music
the
man.
Or to visit you, and that's always fun, too. Thank you.
Or to drink our coffee.
Coffee was good.
It actually isn't bad. Thank you, Dan. Dan's not a bad coffee maker. He'll make a good husband someday.
That's right.
I walk through this wicked world, sitting for life in darkness, insanity. Ask myself, is our love lost? Is there only pain and hatred and dignity? Time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? As I walk on, trouble time,
My spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. Where is the storm? And who I trusted? And where is the harmony? Sweet harmony. And each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, oh, oh. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? And where is the harmony, sweet harmony? And each time I feel it slipping away, just makes me want to cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, 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 what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Huh.
Midwest Beat with Tom Lounges is made possible by Merrillville's Broadway Glass and Customs, providing auto, commercial, and residential glass replacement for more than 15 years. 219-88-GLASS or broadwayglass.net. Gotta love Elvis Costello. Peace, Love, and Understanding, one of my favorite songs.
Written by Nick Lowe.
I know. They were quite the team back in the day.
Were they?
Yeah. And they used to work with Stiff America, or Stiff Records in England, which became Stiff America, which was picked up by Epic Records, which had Rachel Sweet and Lena Lovitch, and Rachel was produced by Nick Lowe, and I actually used to hang out with Rachel. So there's that 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon thing going on. So there you go. We are live on the air here at the Lake Shore. It's Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounges, and we're talking about the big December 6th benefit concert, Jack's for Diane. It helps out a local lady that, needs our help at this Thanksgiving season. Her daughter, April Michelle, is with us. We've got Jeff Keister with us from Jack's. We've got we've got Phil Miller, and we've got Bruce Chronister. I had to clear my throat to say that. And Bruce Chronister. We're having a lot of fun here. You switched instruments.
It's a garbage can with strings on it.
It's shiny. It's shiny. We're gonna hear the sounds that makes in just a few minutes. Again, I want to correct that number. We gave out a couple of times at the wrong number. It was 708-418-0800. That is correct, right, Jeff?
That is correct.
All right, 0800. Disregard that other one. We don't want you crank calling anybody or dropping off gift baskets at someone else's house that doesn't deserve them.
Wow.
We want them all. It is Thanksgiving week. I would be remiss to not ask my guests, what does Thanksgiving mean to you guys? Let's start with Bruce all the way in the end.
Oh, wow. Well, to me, it means family, for sure. I was fortunate enough, I reconnected with my real father a year ago, Thanksgiving weekend. So
this is kind of an anniversary.
Yeah, kind of an anniversary. We're going to see him again over this weekend. So I love it. It's my favorite holiday, without question. Just love the food, the family.
Are you a turkey family or a ham family?
We are a turkey family.
Traditional.
Traditional.
Okay. What about you, Phil?
It's family. Everything's about family, you know. It's with my daughter, her husband, and the two grandkids. It's what I enjoy, you know.
Okay. Who's the cook in the family?
Kelly is, actually. We're going to her house, my daughter.
Okay.
Cindy and I go over there, and that's what we do, you know?
You're just there to eat.
Yeah, and it will be turkey, it will be ham, it will be yams, it will be pie. Yeah, so much for the diet. Throw it out the window,
yeah.
And we're we're going off, you know?
There will be seconds.
Yeah.
All right. Lots of leftovers. Mm. And Jeff, what's up for Thanksgiving with you and your family?
This Diane thing has really been good for my family. Everyone has tragedy in their life. We had some in ours. And this has really given us a perspective that we're not alone. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of energized us to do something for someone else who another family who's also had some tragedies.
So it's kind of cathartic then to...
Oh, very much.
Okay. It's a karma thing, too, because so many of us over the years have a lot of problems in our lives, a lot of tragedies that strike us. And it's nice to know that people are there to help you. And when they are there to help you, you're more than willing to give back in many ways. And I know all of us have had those situations. And I've worked with Phil and Bruce at benefit things before. And it's a good feeling to give back. Sometimes that's much better than a paycheck.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So,
no question.
April, obviously this is going to be a tough Thanksgiving for your family.
Yeah.
But what are you doing to keep the spirits and the holiday up?
We're going to try to keep everything the same, pay my mom a visit, but include just the traditional Thanksgiving. We're a Polish family, and we eat pierogies and Polish sausage, and we're going to do the same thing, and we're going to keep things positive. And I am really glad to hear that so much good is coming from something so bad, and to hear that it's giving hope to other families. That's incredible. I really like to hear that.
Yes. Are you the cook of the family?
Oh, no. Oh, no. My Auntie Barb, yeah. Okay. Not me.
What's your favorite kind of pierogi?
It's the traditional ones. It's traditional, yeah, potato pierogi.
Potato.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the real deal.
I like the fruit ones. I like the blueberry ones. But
That's for pierogi festival. That's when you get fancy.
Oh.
But for Thanksgiving, it's potato pierogi with bacon on top.
Oh, that sounds good. Anything with bacon on it. Gotta love bacon. Dan, what about you? You're the silent one here every week.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. I don't know. The family's great. I love the food.
You're a bachelor.
Yeah. Well, I have a girlfriend, but I am a bachelor.
Okay.
So I go back with family, and we,
Does she know how good your coffee is, by the way?
Oh, she knows, and she loves.
Okay.
She
that's loves what keeps coffee. Her with you, you know.
My coffee skills are definitely top of the line. Especially, I can make the jet fuel here taste pristine, which is tough to do, and I'm not going to give away my secrets if you guys are interested. But yeah,
so
I mean, I just love the holiday. It's a great
holiday. With your girlfriend, or are you with your parents, or?
This year I'm going to go with my parents and also spend some time over with my girlfriend as well. So I'll be doing kind of double duty that night. So
sounds
it was a
good.
Great, great holiday, and it's nice to hear, too. We have such a great benefit going on here locally to really put a cap on the Thanksgiving traditions. It's really nice.
Sometimes it seems that we're almost benefited out. It seems like every weekend that there's a benefit going on for something or someone. And I know you guys as musicians get hit for a lot of that as well.
We do.
Obviously, you got to make a living with your music, too, so you can't do these all the time. But it's nice to know that even though there are so many people in need and so many causes that need you, that somehow we all find time to still support them. And maybe not in as great of a sense as we are for Diane, because not every benefit is as crucial as this one. But it's nice to know that we have people in our neighborhood. You know, we hear so many negative stories on the headlines now. People are all about themselves, and nobody cares about anything anymore. And here we have people in this room that are giving of themselves. And
I smile from the time I get up in the morning till the time I go to bed. I'm disappointed in what happened. I'm really glad that everybody is sticking together, putting their time and their love together. The vibe is just marvelous. Everybody's really, really in the right place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She said she can feel it, the vibe.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
We've been throwing it at her, so, you know, that's good.
I also want to give a shout out to Jack Adams, who designed the poster and some of the promotional materials.
Oh, I didn't know he designed it.
Jack is a very gifted graphics guy, as well as a heck of a musician.
Yeah, I've done gigs with him.
So
he's a great guy, great singer.
And speaking of singers, we have about 9 minutes left. So let's make
some version of
Let's make some.
No.
Freebird. You know someone's going to yell that at the jam. You know
well,
that.
I'll do the slide. But we're not going to do Freebird.
Yeah. Okay, what do we got here, guys?
Well, I think we'll finish the musical part of this with a tune that I wrote a few years ago. It's called Live for Today. We'll send it out to Diane, and we'll also send it out to my mom, who's had some rough struggles here lately, health stuff. So this song's got multiple meanings. You know, I wrote it about the death of my stepdad, but I think if you dig on the words, I think you'll find that it applies in a lot of cases, and I think this one it fits pretty well. So. Different time, is this the place? I've been lost yesterday. Getting by in a song, you made it easy for us to sing along. And another day begins with healing. You like to guide the way, yeah. Take time to make the world smile. Love one another, live for today. Now I know what I couldn't see. All the things you done for me. Sacrifice was your way. And the reason we feel your love today. And another day begins with healing. You like to guide the way, yeah. Take time to make the world smile. Love one another, live for today. I'll make you proud. I hope you're proud. And another day begins with healing. With your light to guide the way, yeah. Take time to make the world smile. Love one another, live for today. Love one another, live for today.
Beautiful song.
Thank you.
That's one of many originals that you have written.
Quite a few. Yeah, there's a lot of them in the catalog. We don't do a lot of them out, but yeah.
That's, that other guy.
We got that other guy that's written like 500 songs.
You guys all write a lot of great music. What is it about this scene that we can't seem to support the original songs? Everybody wants the covers. We were joking about Freebird, but I mean, that is a reality here in Northwest Indiana. Phil, you've played Chicago and around the country. Is it like that everywhere, or is it just this market?
It's just this market. There's, first off, there's no record labels. People don't buy music. We don't need to make music. And if we do, it's digital downloads. Mm-hmm. So that's hit the skids. So and it's all right.
But it's kind of giving you the freedom to get your music out.
Well,
but you don't need to wait for that contract to come along.
Yeah, but the problem with getting your music out means that you're getting your music out. You were paying to make it
right
in the recording studios. And then we got to give it away because the internet has made it so we give our music away, which is fine. You know, I mean, it's happening. There's, mm-hmm. you know, they're trying to straighten that out so that if we get tracks that get put on the radio and that we're finally getting paid for that. And
yeah,
so,
there's a lot of litigation. I know Roseanne Cash is involved in
right,
that and some
right.
of those folks.
So, you know, I mean, it'll straighten out. It's just that there's a lot of it is just given away. And when we go out on, you know, there's no tour buses filling up with gas because there's no tours. So to stay around here is good. You know, I mean, it's so we play, we write, we, you know, we interact instead of everybody worried about, you know, the big scene of making records and being a hit,
mm-hmm.
you
yeah.
know, we'll still make records. Yeah. We'll still write songs, you know.
And it's important to entertain folks if they come out and see you.
But oh, goodness.
So they may not want to hear all the original stuff. But I will say there's, the group, the Rock and Rollers,
yes,
come out
right.
and they support just about anything we play for them.
1,100
so,
people.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of
folks. Is there that many in that group already?
1,175,
wow.
I think.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, so am I.
So am I.
I was the first ones.
Were you really?
They came and saw
Old School.
Yeah. When we were playing a joint and have been friends with them, and they show up, you know, and you work with Ashby. You work with you know, all the different artists. Mark Rogers is you know, his energy level is...
Yeah, I don't get that guy. He's got batteries somewhere.
Well, he's always been like that. And they go, well, geez, shouldn't you be trying to do the same thing? And I go, you know, John Entwistle didn't look at Pete Townsend and go, yeah, you should do windmills and jump up and down. And I go, that's not going to happen in my world. I've got a 50-year career, you know,
right.
and I don't do anything, you know. So everybody, come out to this benefit. It's going to be so much fun.
December 6th at Jack's Sports Pub and Eatery, 3325 Ridge Road, Lansing. And again, that phone number, 708-418-0800. And guitars given away, autographed CDs, baskets, memorabilia, lots of fun stuff. Phil might be dressed in lavender.
I might be dressed. No, Mark Rogers will be dressed
yes,
in lavender.
Yes, he will. He'll be jumping around like the Energizer
Bunny
he is. We can
hope he'll be dressed in lavender.
Give your
sometimes
mother,
sometimes
please,
he wears shorts.
Give your
he does
a
like
hug.
To
drop trowel once in a while.
Skivvies. Yeah.
Yeah. And helium. So, you know, anything goes.
This will be fun. And, Jeff, give us that website again, real quick, on where people can get more information.
JackSportsBar.net. And give us a call. There's posters all over. We hope to see you. There's a lot of parking in the back. It's all free. So come on in and join us, at least for a good time.
All right. And join me next week, December 1st. I'll have country. Actually, she's a Renaissance woman these days, musically speaking. Susie Boggess will be with us.
Really?
And she's got a benefit show of her own on December 3rd to help out the Memorial Opera House in Valparaiso. This Friday, I'll be talking to Mrs. Nugent. Shemaine Nugent has a new book out, 4 Minutes to Rock and Roll Yourself to Happy. We'll find out how to do that by spending 54 minutes with Mrs. N. So stay with us. Lots of stuff here on NPR and Lakeshore Public Radio. Good night.
Good night.
This is listener-supported public radio in Northwest Indiana, WLPR-FM Lowell.